Okay, good morning, everyone. Let's talk about retractable roofs. We spoke yesterday, I believe it was, about the notion of ta'asev lo min he'asoy, that when you place the schach on the sukkah, that has to be the actual creation, that has to be the making of the sukkah. So meaning to say that if the schach somehow or another fell upon the sukkah, or the schach was already on the sukkah, and then afterwards you do something to then make the sukkah kosher, imagine having schach that somehow or another is suspended, or it's built around a blank frame, and then you build the walls afterwards, right? Same issue. When you place the schach, that has to be the act of actually making and completing the sukkah. So the Kitzer notes that if you were to place the schach first and then afterwards crank the roof back, you have the same issue. Meaning to say, the moment that you place the schach down, sukkah is pasul because it's covered with a roof. Then afterwards, you dial it back, then it has the potential to be kosher, but it is not actually because you have not placed the schach. So if that is the case, and if that's what's been done, then you have to at least shake the schach, pick it up, and put it back down. Or that should be the point at which you make a point, at which you are conscious of then putting the schach down for the very, very first time. He also just notes that when you use these retractable roofs, depending on how they are created, or even a schlock and that sort of thing, just have to be very, very careful that you open it sufficiently. Bear in mind that even though it might be open and it feels like you get sunlight streaming through, so depending on how it's constructed, if it's still covering a portion, even if only at an angle, but if it's still covering a portion of the sukkah, you need to presume that all the schach beneath it is not kosher, is pasul schach. So it could get to the point that actually invalidates the entirety of the sukkah. At the very least, you need to be very, very cautious of ever sitting under that portion of the roof or the portion of the schach that's being covered by the roof, even if you don't have a retractable roof. And I would argue that most of us probably don't. It does happen. It does happen with, let's say, an overhang or some extra portion of the roof, the eaves of the roof and the like that hang over the side of the house that you might nestle your sukkah beneath. Just have to make sure that, first of all, it's not dalad amos in length, because that will potentially invalidate the entirety of the sukkah, or at least the entirety of that wall. And further, that you don't sit under that portion. Whatever portion of the schach is beneath something that is not kosher as schach does not count as schach at all. It's not considered, cannot be considered part of the sukkah. Cannot fulfill your mitzvah of sukkah by sitting underneath that portion of the schach.